When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In this episode, we talk about why you need to own the pressure. Get excited, because this is Tiny Leaps, Big Changes. Welcome to another episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, where I share simple strategies you can use to get more out of your life. My name is Greg Clunas, and no matter what it is that we're trying to do in our lives, whether we are actively trying to improve our situations and make progress, or if we're just trying to live every single day, wake up and go through the motions, no matter what it is, it's probably not going to be easy, or at least it's not going to feel easy. Life is filled with so many pressures that are just bearing down at us. And oftentimes we have pressure from multiple different places at the same time. We may have things that we need to deal with with our home life, with kids, with our significant others, while also having to put out fires at work and also thinking about the future. And do we want to go back to school or not? And are we going to meal prep or not? Oftentimes, the pressures that we deal with on a day-to-day basis feel like they're all just piling on and forcing us into a place where we're not even sure that we can keep going, where we just want to curl up into a corner and just not exist for a period of time. Now, this is something I've been feeling more and more lately as I've been taking on more and more pressure in my own life, both with stuff in my home and family life and with this podcast and the app that I'm building and any number of other career-related things. I'm taking on far more pressure than I ever have before. And I talked about this recently in the episode where I discussed my father passing. That pressure can sometimes make it feel like I just don't want to keep doing it. But what if we decided to just own the pressure, to accept it as it is and choose to take action anyway, choose to walk forward anyway? And before we jump into it, I want to remind you that there is now a Discord community built just for you as a listener of this podcast. When you join us, you can connect directly with me, connect with Heather, the host of the Happy Brain podcast, as well as all of the people who listen to this podcast who are now a part of the community. We're having great conversations over there and supporting one another. So why not join us? Click the link in the description of this episode or go to tlbc.co/community. And before we jump into the episode, I want to take a moment to thank today's sponsor. Do you ever just want to be a better version of yourself? A more confident, knowledgeable version of you? The fastest way to do it is through learning. Learning about a new topic or skill can not only broaden your horizons, but also boost your self-esteem. That's where the Blinkist app comes in. Blinkist takes top nonfiction titles, pulls out the key takeaways, and puts them into text and audio explainers called Blinks that give you the most important information in just 15 minutes. With Blinkist, you've got access to thousands of titles and 27 categories of the world's best knowledge to choose from. And if you're more of a podcast person, they've got you covered with Blinks for podcasts called Shortcasts. All of this is available in one app right in your pocket, so you can learn anytime, anywhere. Now, I love Blinkist. I honestly do. There are so many times where I'm just sitting on the couch. Rachel and I are watching like an episode of The Bachelor or something, you know, some show that we're not that invested in, but we still torture ourselves to watch anyway. I'm sitting there and I'm just like, hey, I want to learn about sleep. I want to learn about fitness. I want to learn about physics, like whatever just pops into my head. And I can just pull out the Blinkist app and do that. Whenever curiosity strikes, I can pull out the app and can either listen to or read in 15 minutes an explainer of what I need to know. It's kind of a hack. Like, it's incredibly powerful. And two books I'd recommend are Indistractable by Nir Eyal, which is all about how to stay focused each day, and How Not to Worry by Paul McGee, which is all about dealing with anxiety, worry, or stress. So why not try it out? Right now, Blinkist has a special offer just for our audience. Go to Blinkist.com/tinyleaps to start your free 7-day trial and get 25% off of a Blinkist premium membership. That's Blinkist, spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T. Blinkist.com/tinyleaps to get 25% off and a 7-day free trial. So like I was saying, the pressure to perform each day, the pressure to show up each day, it can feel overwhelming. It can feel like there's too much to deal with. There's more pressure than we can handle. And because of that, we often choose to not take action at all. If something feels too difficult, if it feels like we're not good enough, we choose to do nothing, or we choose to stick with how things have always been. And this makes sense when you really think about it. It's a survival mechanism at the end of the day. Why pursue the unknown when we have the known? Why pursue something that could possibly be greater, but could also be worse, or could crush us, when we can just keep doing exactly what we've been doing? I mean, after all, that's working. Maybe we're not happy with it, but it's working. So why would we change? But yet, we still keep coming back to it. We still keep finding ourselves in situations where the pressure feels overwhelming. Why is that? Well, it's because we want to change. It's because we want things to be different. Now, maybe, as I said in my last episode, we can't necessarily control the change. Maybe we don't have that much control over what happens when change occurs, but we still want it. We still find ourselves approaching the precipice and deciding whether or not we should take the leap. And oftentimes we choose not to because of the pressure in our lives. But what if we chose to do it? What if we decided that pressure was just a sign of progress, that pressure was just an indicator that we were moving in the right direction, that because something feels uncomfortable, because we are failing, because we are facing how bad we actually are at this particular thing, because of those things, it's actually proof that we're going in the right direction, rather than proof that we should be running and hiding, or proof that we should be curling up into a corner? What if we made that shift and we thought about things just a little bit differently when it comes to pursuing whatever it is that we're trying to pursue? What if we actually tried to do things with the expectation, not the fear, not the willingness, the expectation that we're going to fail first, that it's going to be hard, that it's going to be painful, that we're going to have to sacrifice some things in order to get there? What if we approach things with that expectation and we knew as we walked into that arena that choosing to pursue that was going to be hurtful, that the pressure was going to feel unreal, but we still chose to do it, not because we feel like we're strong enough to deal with the pressure, not because we feel like, oh, we're capable of doing it without pressure. We know we aren't. But we feel like if we can just push through that pressure, if we can just accept it as it is, recognize that it's probably not going to kill us. And in fact, what it'll probably do is help us get stronger. If we can recognize that, accept that, and build that into our day-to-day choices, wouldn't it be significantly easier to keep going? Wouldn't it be significantly more fun to pursue the things that we want? This is something I've been trying to incorporate into my own life for a really long time now. This idea that the path of most resistance is probably the path you should be traveling. If there is no pressure, then it means you're probably not growing. And that's maybe a cliched idea at this point, but it is true. There is truth in that. And the way that this has showed up in my own life has honestly, and this is something I want to do a larger episode on, I think, but it's been most prevalent over the last year or so of learning to code. So for many of you listening to this, I've been building an app for what feels like a really long time now. It's been about a year that I've been working at it, and it's gone through multiple iterations. Things have shifted, ideas have changed, but I've built it all myself. I've written every single line of code myself. And coming to it, I knew a little bit about coding, like a little tiny bit. You know, for full disclosure, I have a minor in computer science, but I haven't used that for anything. I've never had a job as a developer or a software engineer. I've never worked on any real projects outside of my own like personal stuff. For the vast majority of my skill set in this space, it was pretty much just customizing HTML on websites. That's about it. So what I'm trying to do now in building a mobile app has been drastically different. And I'm going to be honest with you, it's kind of sucked. Like, it's kind of been an awful experience, one filled with more pressure than I ever thought it would add, one filled with a unwillingness, honestly, to keep going sometimes. When you have those days where you literally, and I'm not exaggerating here, spend 10 hours trying to solve a single problem and then realize it's because you missed a semicolon or you missed a quote or you missed something stupid, something minor. But you've just now spent 10 hours on a beautiful Saturday that you could have been spending time with your fiance. You could have been going out into the world and enjoying life. You could have been doing any number of things. You spent 10 hours with this stupid problem. That's happened a lot. This isn't like a one-time thing. That's happened a lot since I started this process. And the pressure that's caused, the need to finish it in time, aiming for a January 1st, the need to get it out to you so that it can actually start helping you in your life, has been immense, not to mention also still trying to maintain the podcast, still trying to grow the podcast network, still trying to hire employees and find a team to help build this thing out, and documenting all of those things and doing all of the things that is required to run a successful business. And staying up until 2 a.m. every night, pretty much trying to build this app in my free time, quote unquote. There's been a lot of times where I just didn't want to keep doing it. And the thing that pushed me through, I'm going to be honest, it's not any kind of like, oh, he's so like consistent or stick-to-itiveness or any of that. Like, no, it's been none of that. The only thing that's gotten me past it has been making the choice to embrace the pressure, to recognize that this is going to suck. It's not supposed to feel good, that this is going to be painful. It's not supposed to be easy. I'm learning a brand new skill while trying to apply it to something. It's gonna be hard. But I'm ultimately gonna come out at the end, whether this app works or not, I'm gonna come out at the end better off for it, having gone through that experience. And I'm willing to bet that that's the same thing for anything that you might be feeling enormous pressure on right now as well. Whether you're going back to school or you're learning a new skill or you're looking for a new job or you're just trying to be a great parent or you're just trying to be great at the job you already have or you're starting a business or whatever your thing is right now, that pressure you're feeling, that desire to walk away and stop, that's your body telling you, that is your mind telling you that you need to keep going. So change the way that you think about it, because the pressure is not going to go away. We can't change that part of it. It's going to be hard whether we want it to be or not. But we can change how we think about that pressure. We can change the meaning of that pressure for ourselves, the utility of that pressure. We can see it as something trying to mold us into diamonds rather than as something trying to break us. And we may not feel like we're strong enough yet. We may not feel like we're capable enough yet to withstand it. But at the very least, it's probably not going to kill us. And that should be enough to at least take the next step. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Listen, I want to hear what you have to say. I want to hear what you're going through right now, what your pressure looks like. Find me in the Discord community. Head over to tlbc.co/community or click the link in the description of this episode. I'd love to connect with you there and chat about whatever's on your mind. Thank you to Blinkist for sponsoring this episode. Be sure to check them out. Head over to blinkist.com/tinyleaps to learn more. And as always, remember that all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day.